Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra, and I'm going to be taking you through the key updates on COVID-19 from India and around the world. Well, India has become the third worst hit country in the world. The total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in India have actually risen to 6,97,413 now. That's according to the latest updates from the Union Health Ministry. This figure is now higher than Russia's total tally of over 6.8 lakh. The death toll in India due to the novel coronavirus pandemic has risen to 19,693. That's as per the Union Health Ministry as well. The reported active COVID-19 cases in India right now stand at 2,53,287. India's recovery rate right now stands at 60.9%. The total number of tests for detection of COVID-19 have now crossed the 1 crore mark in India today. That's as per PTI, which is reported citing ICMR official data. Now, amid the increasing COVID-19 infections, the centre is considering cutting the price cap further for COVID-19 testing at private hospitals and diagnostic centres to make it affordable for people. With 2,06,619 confirmed cases of coronavirus so far, Maharashtra remains the worst affected state in the country, followed by Tamil Nadu, which has a total of 1,11,151 cases, and Delhi comes third with about 1 lakh cases of COVID-19. Maharashtra's COVID-19 tally rose with a single day spike of 6,555 new cases yesterday. With the deaths of more than 151 more patients, the state's fatality count also has risen to 8,822. Maharashtra government will also allow hotels outside containment zones to operate at 33% of the capacity from July 8th. COVID-19 cases have actually crossed the 1 lakh mark in Delhi, but there is no need to panic as around 72,000 people also have recovered, and that's as per the statements by Chief Minister of Delhi Arvind Kejriwal. On Monday, he also has appealed to hospitals to counsel their COVID-19 patients to donate plasma after 14 days of recovery from the disease. Addressing an online media briefing, the Chief Minister of Delhi Arvind Kejriwal has today said that there has been a spike in demand for plasma over the past 4 to 5 days. That's after the opening of the plasma bank in Delhi. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Anil Baijal yesterday has inaugurated a 10,000-bed Sardar Patel COVID Care Centre, one of the largest such facilities in the world, at the Radha Swami Satsang Bias. The centre is 1,700 feet long, 700 feet wide, and roughly the size of 20 football fields combined, and has 200 enclosures with 50 beds each. Moving on, the Kerala government yesterday made it mandatory for people to follow COVID-19 regulations for the next 1 year. Regulations include social distancing and wearing face masks, among other things. Considering the rapid increase in the number of COVID-19 patients in the city, Agra administration has decided to defer the reopening of Taj Mahal and other monuments until further notice. The decision was taken during a meeting between the district's COVID-19 team and the superintendent archaeologist of Agra. As far as Kerala is concerned, amending the state epidemic status disease ordinance, the Kerala government has issued new guidelines which will be effective for 1 year till the further government directions, whether social distancing and other norms related to the lockdown will also be followed and practiced for the next 1 year. As far as the monuments opening are concerned, in Delhi, Qutub Minar and Humayun's tomb and a host of other centrally protected monuments in Delhi have actually reopened for visitors after being shut for over 3 months due to COVID-19 pandemic. In other news, 114 Indians stranded in Pakistan will be repatriated through a Tari-Wagha border on July 9th. Last month, over 700 stranded Indian nationals were repatriated to India in batches through the Atari-Wagha border on June 25, June 26 and June 27, and these were following the necessary health security protocols. In other news, Google Maps has now announced new features to assist people in navigating around cities that are emerging from the coronavirus pandemic. The new feature will provide relevant alerts from local transit agencies where users look up transit direction for a trip that is likely to be affected by COVID-19 restrictions. Transit alerts will ensure that you are prepared if government mandates have an impact on transit services or require you to wear a mask on public transportation. These alerts are already rolling out in India as well as other nations like Argentina, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Colombia, France, Mexico, Netherlands, Spain, Thailand, United Kingdom, and the US, where information from local transit agencies are readily available, with more coming soon. Let's move on to updates from around the world. Total confirmed cases of COVID-19 across the world stand at 1.13 crores. That's according to the Johns Hopkins University. This figure includes COVID-19 patients who have recovered, and the overall global death toll, which stands at 5.3 lakh. With over 28.5 lakh reported cases till date, the United States is the worst affected country in the world. The US is followed by Brazil, India, Russia, as well as the United Kingdom. United States House Speaker Philip Gunn has said that he has tested positive for COVID-19. He said that he has been in close proximity to another member of the House who tested positive. Moving on, Russia's official COVID-19 tally, the fourth largest in the world, has risen to 6,87,862 today after the officials reported 6,611 new infections in the last 24 hours. Authorities have also said that 135 people had died overnight, bringing Russia's official death toll to 10,296. The coronavirus is finding new victims worldwide, in bars, restaurants, offices, markets and casinos, thus giving rise to frightening clusters of infection that increasingly confirm what many scientists have been claiming and saying for months now, that the virus lingers in the air indoors, infecting those nearby. The WHO, on the other hand, has resisted mounting evidence that viral particles floating indoors are infectious, as some scientists say. The agency maintains the research is still inconclusive. The city in northern China on Sunday sounded an alert after a suspected case of bubonic plague was reported. The bubonic plague, known as the Black Death in the Middle Ages, is a highly infectious and often fatal disease that is spread mostly by rodents. Bubonic plague is a bacterial disease that is spread by fleas living on wild rodents such as marmots. It can kill an adult in less than 24 hours if not treated in time. That's according to the WHO. As the announcement of the bubonic plague alert comes days after Chinese researchers issued an early warning over another potential pandemic, G4, caused by an influenza virus in pigs, netizens also took to Twitter to hit out at China yet again. Saudi Arabia has announced health protocols to prevent the spread of the novel coronavirus in the 2020 Hajj season, banning gatherings as well as meetings between the pilgrims. Saudi Arabia has decided in June to limit the number of domestic pilgrims attending the Hajj to around 1,000 to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, after barring Muslims abroad from the rite for the first time or first year in modern times. With that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for tuning in, but do not forget to tune in to D Street Talk as Money Control's market editor Shiti Janan catches up with experts on what's happening in Dalal Street. On today's Setting Sail episode as well, Priyanka Sahai talks to Sameer Nigam, CEO of PhonePe, to find out how the digital payment sector is doing during the COVID-19 times. With that, it's a wrap. Many thanks for tuning in.